All right, 49ersRushRoadTrip.com is live. Tickets are available for all of our road trips this year. Just go to 49ersRushRoadTrip.com, click here for tickets. Brings you to our landing page here, and you can see all the events that we're doing. And so once you pick an event, you just click on 49ers Bucks, scroll down. You can see our pre-party. You can see our tailgate. You pick what you want to do there. And right now, the prices are as low as they're ever going to be. They only go up. So we got early bird pricing until we sell a certain number of tickets. You can check out there. You get a QR code, ticketing site, which we built ourselves, which I'm so excited about. 49ersRushRoadTrip.com. Go party with the faithful.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And here's your host, John Chapman.
What is going on, 49ers faithful? The 49ers come out and actually handle business the way that they're supposed to. Destroy a bad team at home, get back in the win column, and back at 500. This is where the 49ers should be. This is how the 49ers should handle bad opponents. This is where the 49ers should put away games. And even in this game, which there's a lot of positives that I want to focus on, and talk about, there still were some issues where the 49ers tried to give hope to a bad team. And I am to you guys in a stairwell trying to find the best place to record. This is where we're at. Absolutely played out of his mind. My favorite thing about Brock is just how greedy he continues to get. It's really, really weird. It doesn't matter if the 49ers are up, if it's 3rd and 2, doesn't matter. That dude, Pac-12 after dark. Some of you guys remember the old Fox Sports 1 when it was like air raid everywhere. That dude's just airing the ball out nonstop, which I absolutely love. And it kind of cost him a little bit, especially with the turnover late in the game for sure. But with this, if the 49ers and Kyle Shanahan can call games like this and get Brock Purdy to play this lights out, it doesn't matter who the hell he's throwing to. Debo deep? Are you kidding me? We're going to add that part to Debo's name. Juwan Jennings deep? Awesome. Ayuk, not a bad game, not a good game, but yeah, was a part of the game. Sure, especially early. There was one part in the where we were halfway through the third and Brandon Ayuk had one target. Now, they kept kind of going at him, and the targets were evenly dispersed throughout. You know, you talk about Kittle only had 4 targets. He had the fewest, but he had 4 catches on 4 targets. And so whenever you're spreading out evenly the targets to Debo, Ayuk, Jennings, and Kittle, that's a recipe for success. So defense has kind of got to pick what it is they're going to do. But Brock Purdy, unbelievable for sure. You talk about Kittle, you talk about just – how incredible that guy is. You're getting Debo back. What that looks like, that's huge. Jordan Mason, good Lord. Mariano Rivera continues. Now, it wasn't a game without issues for Jordan Mason because you had the fumble pitch. You had the fumble exchange, which was terrible as well. So this is the first time that Jordan Mason's ever fumbled in a game. Now, the 49ers didn't lose one of those, but it did kind of hurt. 2 different drives where you were behind and down in distance that cost the 49ers points. But the 49ers offense was humming. Back-to-back weeks, over 400 yards total offense. Perhaps, you know, you got more of the points, which I think was probably very important. You know, you get past the 30 marker. 49ers and Kyle Shanahan, whenever they get past 30 points, great things happen. Undefeated. When Kyle Shanahan scores more than that, they – Fox showed the graphic where it was like, man, whenever they score over 27, they've had the league longest winning streak whenever those things happen. That was key. So Jordan Mason just continues just to be an absolute boss. I thought the offensive line played well. there were some issues. You know, one of the sacks for Brock Purdy, Jake Brindle called the protection to the left. He called a blue call where, you know, basically you block to the left. He was wrong completely. The whole time I was screaming at the thing, like, why are you pulling to the left side? Guy comes off the edge, unblocked. Brock Purdy just shucks him, which was really, really cool. Scrambled, threw an incomplete pass, but offensive line was great. You chipped for Colton McKivitz consistently. That was one of the keys to the game that we talked about. I thought that was very, very important. And the offensive in general was awesome. Just stellar from the start. The very first drive, you start on the 7-yard line. You drive 90 yards down the field, 13-plus plays. And, yeah, you settle for a field goal. So there's definitely some concern that you can put out there. You can say, well, why can't the 49ers offense get more touchdowns? That's a legitimate claim. You had 6 points with 6-0 to start, and then you get the defensive player of the year. Gets picked freaking 6. Unbelievable play. Fred Warner, the best coverage linebacker in the history of the NFL. I will never stop saying that because that needs to be kind of the theme that goes out there. And the defense was great. Whether you talk about, you know, how much pressures they got, you got 6 sacks. Got to talk about my man, Sam Okwuanu. But unbelievable. Like, this whole week I've been harping, man, get 91 up. Get that dude out there. He's been effective through training camp, so effective through the preseason. Last week he got 6 sacks. It was one of our best defensive linemen. He gets out there today. All over the place. Forced a fumble on his first play of the game. I think he had 2 or 3 quarterback hits. Didn't get any sacks, but just pressure. Sam O is here to stay. He is our second best defensive lineman. Nick Bosa, yeah, you could tell how much 97 wanted, like, to finish the game with a sack, and then you get the sack, strip fumble, fumble recovery, the perfect trifecta for any defensive lineman. That was huge. Absolutely love that. Evan Anderson played great. Kevin Givens had 2.5 sacks. Kevin Givens is leading the 49ers in sacks. I love seeing 90 out there just play well. Malik Collins played great. Like, it was just a consistent effort from so many different people on the defensive line for the 49ers. I thought it was awesome. Great defensive effort. And that's even with Fred Warner missing the second half. Talanoa Hufanga didn't play, right? But the 49ers did what good teams do. You put away bad teams at home. That's what they did. Even the few times, special teams, god-awful continuously. That's never going to change as long as you have this coordinator. I think everybody agrees with this. It's poor coaching. Whether it's Isaac G trying to return a kickoff, he had the biggest gap I've ever seen. They showed, like, the back, and we'll break this down on the 49ersRush.com on our Patreon. Like, you had the back alley. It was wide open, huge gap, runs into his own player, fumbles, just so bad. They pull Isaac G. They put Debo back there the next time just to calm it down, which was good. It's just all special teams. You had Mitch Wisnowski with 2 terrible punts, but he did get a great punt at the end of the game that kind of put the Patriots offense in a bad position, and they did not capitalize at all on that. So that was huge. So you got positives. Niners, baby. And Jake Moody hit his kicks. You love that. So many more positives than negatives. We're going to go through the tape on all those things 100%. Real quick, got a super chat here. Man, Colin, please, running back handoff drills, please. One of them was on a short toss. One of them was, again, absolutely perfectly placed, like 100% on Mason. His eyes going off from the pitch, like, or the toss, it was bad. It was an issue. Right here, Niners Nation, appreciate you, man. He says, John, that defensive pass interference call was awful, 100%. The officials, there was one point where we had 5 consecutive plays where the 49ers had a flag on it. Yeah, that one, they were terrible. Eagles are terrible. That is happening. There we go, baby. That's awesome. I appreciate that. Eagles are terrible. Let's talk about the NFC West. You've got the Rams losing to the Bears, who are a bad football team. You've got the Arizona Cardinals getting absolutely dog-walked by the Commanders in the Cliff Kingsbury Bowl. Shout out to Cliff Kingsbury, the handsome devil. He blew them out. Yeah, that's what it is. That's who the 49ers have next week. Now, you still got the Seahawks, who are playing Monday Night Football, which is going to be interesting, and I'm really, really curious to see how that game's going to go. But, like, here's what's important. You look at the NFC West, the 49ers are 2-2. Like, you're fine. Are you where you want to be? No. Obviously, every team wants to be undefeated. But where are you in regards to health and all those things? You're getting all these players back. The offense is humming. The defense is humming. Special teams is still just an absolute, just terrible. But hopefully.
Acorns makes it easy to start automatically saving and investing for your future. You don't need a lot of money or expertise to invest with Acorns. In fact, you can get started with just your spare change. Acorns recommends an expert build portfolio that fits you and your money goals, then automatically invest the money for you. Today's episode is sponsored by Acorns, and let me just say this, I've used Acorns app for years. Very little work. You put it in, you pick your portfolio, it goes in, and it gives your money a chance to grow with Acorns. It's been incredible. I cannot recommend the Acorns app any more than I already do. I use it personally, and my family uses it personally. I recommend it all the time. So head to acorns.com/49ers or download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. Client testimonial, compensation provides incentive for positive promote Acorns. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors, LLC, and SEC registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/49ers. Did you know Prize Picks is the best way to get action on sports in over 30 states, including California, Florida, Georgia, and Texas? You sign up today and you get $50 instantly when you play $5. You don't even need to win to receive the $50 bonus. It's guaranteed. All you do is pick two players, whether they're going to do more or less, it's easy. You think Justin Jefferson's going to get more than 83.5 yards this week? Let's say you just want to focus on 49ers. Brock Purdy, more or less 229.5 passing yards. Brandon Ayuk, he struggled, 64.5 receiving yards. If you think they're going to hit that, you just pick two. If you're right, you get paid. That simple. And so whatever it is you want, download the app today and use code 49ers, 49ERS, to get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. Again, that's promo code 49ers. So go check out Prize Picks. Run your game. Attention Niner fans and watch aficionados. Elevate your game with the Breitling Chronomat San Francisco 49ers Team Edition, now at Topper Jewelers. Celebrate the NFL's 104th anniversary with a Swiss-made timepiece that blends sophistication with sporting capability. Introducing the Breitling Chronomat, crafted in honor of the San Francisco 49ers, this 42-millimeter marvel features a striking crimson-white dial that finished with the iconic red and gold 49ers logo placed prominently at 9 o'clock. Limited to just 104 pieces, this watch showcases your team spirit with distinctive colors and logos. Powered by Breitling's in-house BO1 chronograph movement, it combines precision with a bold design. And with a 70-hour power reserve, 200 meters water resistance, and a sapphire crystal, it's built for both action and elegance. Catch this exclusive piece at Topper Jewelers at topperjewelers.com, where tradition meets the thrill of the game. But you'll want to hustle, because once these 104 pieces are gone, they're gone forever. Discover this 49ers edition as well as other iconic Breitling watches like the legendary Navitimer and Mighty Super Ocean, now at Topper Jewelers. And while supplies last, mention this ad in the 49ers rush to receive a special gift with your next Breitling order. Have you ever tried to explain football to a little kid? It's near impossible with all the rules, all the regulations, and it's just confusing. I remember the first time I coached my son's little league team whenever he was 5 years old, I got gray hairs immediately. So I know many of you guys have young kids or grandkids, nieces, nephews. It doesn't matter that you want to share your football experience with. Well, Future Fans is a brand that helps little kids become big football fans by embedding the rules of football into parallel games and activities. And the way Future Fans teaches, it's so unique and effective. They introduce the concepts of the sport in a way that the kid will understand. Think of a beanbag toss game for teaching first downs. And I know it sounds crazy, but it's genius and it works. You go read the reviews, you'll see for yourself. So if you want your kid to understand football, Future Fans is for you. It's only $49.99, and if you use our code RUSHRUSH at futurefans.com to get 10% off, unlock a lifetime of memories with your kid in your life starting now. Trust me, it'd be worth it.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
We continue to get better there. A change needs to be made. Like, at some point, you just got to make a change. I don't know if the 49ers, Kyle Shanahan will, but it was so cool on the sideline. You saw Kyle Shanahan smiling during a game. When does that happen? You saw John Lynch down there high-fiving people, all that stuff. You saw Nick Sorensen talking to Fred Warner and Fred being like, I don't know about that. But, like, just having this dialogue and conversation, I thought Nick Sorensen, I had huge props. You know, we've all been clamoring. You're not getting any pressure. You've got to change some of those things. Well, how do you do that? Well, you blitz, you bring pressure, you manufacture pressure. That's your job as a coach, to give the team the best opportunity to be successful. He hasn't done that. Well, you go out there, and there was one point we're at a 40% blitz rate. Doesn't mean you've got busted coverages on the back. It just means you're trying to put your players in a position of success. It worked. It was absolutely incredible. So that's huge. 49ers, huge stock up. And here's what's – and I'll say this. Like, you look at the narrative of the 49ers went into this game with the largest spread in the entire NFL slate, right? All 32 teams playing, 16 games. The 49ers were a 1-2 football team. Yet, Vegas gave them the largest spread of the week at 10.5 points. We didn't bet it. It was a little too rich for our blood. But the fact that they had the biggest spread in the NFL, not only beat the spread, but covered the spread with an extra touchdown on top, that's a statement. The 49ers still are the same team from 2023 that can blow out teams and just take over games. What happens if you take away that Isaac Grando terrible freaking kickoff return fumble? What happens if you take away the Brock Purdy overly aggressive? That dude's trying to play like Brett Favre out there. Up 17 points in the fourth and thrown into double coverage to Ayuk in the corner of the end zone, it didn't go well. Now, if you did bet with us, good Lord, congratulations, because we cleaned house this week. If you haven't yet, you need to. Here's where you do it.
You know football. You watch all the games. You know what's going to happen before it actually does. So why don't you put your knowledge to the test over at MyBookie, where you can bet on everything. Go to MyBookie.ag, use promo code 49ERS, 49ers, or scan this QR code next to me, and they're going to match your initial deposit. Put in 50, you get 50. Put in 100, you get 100, all the way up to $1,000. Plus, you can bet everywhere. California, Texas, doesn't matter. I've been in California for years. I've used it for 6 straight years. Easy to get money in, easy to get money out, trusted source, and you can bet on anything you want. You want to bet on politics, any sport, you name it. They've got the casino if that's your thing. You name it, MyBookie is there for you. Now, make sure you use promo code 49ERS to get that double deposit in MyBookie. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere, only with MyBookie.
Man, we cleaned house this week. We've been floating around just covering our bets and, like, being normal. No, no, if you bet with us this week, you made some money. And if you haven't bet with us, you need to. The49ersRush.com or on our Patreon channel, we put that. Also, what's important about our Jerry Rice tier and above, we got our Zoom hangout, our Jerry Rice tier Zoom hangout this Tuesday at 5 p.m. Going to get it done before the debates and all that stuff. Last time we were in conflict with that. So this Tuesday, we're going to have our Jerry Rice tier Zoom hangout together. This is the time where I get to hear from you. And I didn't want to do it last week. I had it scheduled for last week, but I postponed it. I didn't put it out there because it was a little rough. And I wasn't sure that's where I wanted us to have our space. So that's where we do this once a month, where we get together, we talk. It's an hour long. We just get together and talk about the state of the 49ers. I hear from you. So we've got a 7-day free trial. You can get our bets of the week. You can get all the videos, every offensive, defensive, special teams play completely broken down. just go to the 49ersrush.com, sign up, Jerry Rice tier and above, or our Patreon channel in the link of this description. Now, some questions. Devin, my friend, what's up, brother? John, what the hell is happening with Ayuk here?
You know, I don't think it was so much. I told everybody this is not going to be the Ayuk game. With Christian Gonzalez back there, who's like, it just wasn't going to be that. And it's not so much about the shorts or slow start or any of those things, whatever. I just, this was not ever going to be an Ayuk game. If this was 2023, I would have said, Ayuk's not going to have a good game. It's just what it was. My favorite thing was that, and I talked about this in my keys to the game, I didn't want them to ignore Juwan Jennings. They didn't. Juwan Jennings actually had the most targets of any 49ers player that was out there, and that was huge. And he delivered. You talk about, like, the deep jump ball passes. Juwan Jennings comes up with his. Debo comes up with his. Ayuk, yeah, it's what it is. He did make that amazing catch. Not too concerned about Ayuk moving forward, but it does suck to say that about a $30 million wide receiver. You watch any other team in the NFL with a $30 million wide receiver, there's only five. They are the focal point of the offense. Never will any of those guys have one target through the halfway through the third quarter. But the 49ers are different. So, you know, if we're winning this way, I don't give a damn what Ayuk does. Yeah, he needs to step up, but it's what it is. Shout out to Applesauce. How much credit should Sorensen get? I think a lot. I really do think a lot. Game started off where I was beyond. The first drive, the Patriots converted two third and longs. One of them was because Malik Mustafa was just terrible in tackling pursuit, which if you watch our breakdown videos, that's nothing new. But the fact that he was able to, and you saw D Winners get defensive snaps. DFF was our starting mic in the third quarter. And Tatum Bethune was our starting mic in the fourth quarter. And you just continue to do what it is. Very, very positive games. I never said Nick Sorensen should be fired. I said if he lost this game and the defense didn't do their job, the seat will be hot. Well, guess what? Sorry, Lil Wayne. The seat is not hot. There's a drop it like it's hot reference way back from my childhood. Take that for what you will. Brian, talk about the Fred Warner injury. We'll just have to see. It was talked about as an ankle. He had his helmet on the sideline, looked like he was ready to go. The game was out of hand. You know, defensive player of the year, he should be the front runner. I'm not overly concerned because he had his helmet. As a coach, I could tell you, whenever there's an injury and a player can't go back in, you tell somebody to take away their helmet. He was there, primed to go, rooting on everybody, having a good time. Not overly concerned. Right here, yeah, the refs were terrible. And he says, was not holding on Kittle. I am a Jordan Mason proud fantasy owner, and I was beyond pissed. Man, throw the ball to Jordan Mason. That dude can do stuff in the passing game. But the good news is I'm also a George Kittle fantasy owner. So even though they took that touchdown off the board, which was ridiculous, George Kittle still scored that touchdown, so I still got those points. Richard, need to bring Sam O to the active roster. Best pass rusher, offset buzzer. That's not even up for debate. Back-to-back games and fewer snaps, Sam O has been better than Leonard Floyd, Yetur Gross Matos, Robert Beal Jr., fill in the blank. Sam O is him. Sam O is him. The good news, they promoted Sam O to the active roster before today. So he's not going anywhere. 9-1, I'm telling you. We've been telling you from the start how great Sam O was and that he just needs his chance. We finally saw it. That's what it is. Baracus. Need to get better in the red zone, 100%. The injuries in the red zone, for sure. That's a major issue. We'll break that down on tape. Mijo, you're the absolute best. You do you, Brock. Yeah, Brock is for real. That dude just throwing the ball. He's so greedy. Like, I love it. But we did. We destroyed. Well, we destroyed him. I'm with you, 100%. But I love it, man. 49ers are 2-2. You've got a divisional game back at home next week against the Cardinals, but enjoy this win. It's been rough, man. So we'll keep rolling. Appreciate you guys so much, and we'll have all the tape breakdowns. Remember, Tuesday we're going to have our Zoom hangout, film breakdowns, all those things. The49ersrush.com if you haven't signed up yet. It's the best way to support us. That's how I feed my family. So support the Chapmans. That's what it is. And until next time, y'all are the best. Peace out. Niners win. Celebrate. Flex. You cover the biggest spread of the entire NFL this week. That's something to talk about. Till next time, stay strong, faithful.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Medical Mutual wants to remind you it's almost time for Medicare's annual enrollment period. As a trusted health insurer for more than 90 years, Medical Mutual is here to help you find better Medicare benefits. Be confident you're getting the most from your Medicare Advantage plan. Schedule your free Medicare plan review today at medmutual.com/review. Medical Mutual, Ohio's hometown Medicare insurer.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.